Well, I'm not gonna be the one and only for ya, for your euphoria. I'm not gonna be a soft and steady, baby. Well, maybe, baby, I'm not even ready for your love. Love, love. So let's rock this boat till it sinks and we learn to fly. Oh my.
So much. A lot of changes coming up.
How are you, Full Circle Venice?
Woo!
So, can y'all hear me? Thank you. So this is the first for a lot of us tonight. This is the first for Full Circle Venice, where we're at live tonight. I'm Mark Lesher with Life Changes. We are broadcasting live over the BBS radio network, starting now for the next 2 hours. I'm going to be your co-host. Again, we have a show on Monday nights called Life Changes, and we are very, very, very grateful to have been included tonight. And this, for me personally, is a collaboration that only the universe could put together, because over the last 2 years, I've had 5 separate conversations with 5 different collaborators and artists that are part of this event tonight, and I want to give some of them a shout out, and then I'm going to hand it off to your MC. But first, I would like to give a shout out to Andrew Keegan and Leah Santa Cruz. You've built it, and they have come. Tonight, you guys are going to hear some amazing music. For our listeners out there, there's live art painting going on, there's sacred geometry, there's dancing, there's music, we got Rising Appalachia, we got Josh Royce, who you just heard, is going to continue his set, we got the spoken word of Mustafa Effortless Shakir, and we have the music of Shailesh Ray Sunshine. So, and then Magica Ohm is going to take us through the night. So I'm going to hand it off to your MC for the next 2 hours. We like to call him the Master of Change. It's Filippo Voltaggio.
We are live right now for the first time ever from Full Circle in Venice. Let's let all the radio audience listen to what we're doing here tonight. I am Filippo Voltaggio. This is Life Changes, and we are here thanks to Nikki Jack Music. Let's hear it for Graham Finneman and Nikki Jack Music. And everybody here at Full Circle, so once again for Andrew Keegan, Full Circle. So this is the first time ever from here. We're live broadcasting for the next 2 hours. So with that, we're going to turn it over. We've got, like Mark said, all kinds of great music. And we're kicking it off tonight with Josh Royce and his band. And these guys don't get a lot of credit, so I want to give credit to what have become friends of mine, and they're going to be friends of yours after tonight. Lead guitar, we've got Kohei. Let's give him a round of applause. Mickey Tucker on bass. Or Mikey, it's Mikey. All right, and we've got Kevin Blackwell on drums. And actually, tonight's a new edition. I don't know your name. Hello, welcome. You are? Christine? Lacey. Lacey, welcome. It looks like she's going to be playing the drums. The violin, for those who can't see her. And now, without further ado, you've He's playing in Vegas. As a matter of fact, after tonight, he leaves for Vegas tomorrow to play in Vegas. He opens up for B.B. King. And without further ado, here is Josh Royce.
All right, folks, we're going to play some music now. This next song that I'm going to play, I named this White Picket Lady. I was in Las Vegas at one point playing some music saying, you know, relaying the conflict that I was having that I didn't think I was going to find anyone to build a white picket fence with. That wasn't my style. That wasn't what I was going for. And she said, well, White Picket Lady, that's a really great song name. So I wrote a song about that very instance, and I decided that I would employ a little bit of subversive lyricism as well and call out some newfound elements of awakening that I was experiencing through Kundalini. And this is a lot to do with Kundalini rising and the experience that I've had through that. You guys ready for this? We're going to play a rock and roll song. Here we go. There ain't no noise. White picket lady make the sun sweat on me like the wildfire burning in your eyes. No. Swimming through my mind. You know I wanna feel your lips crawling up and down my spine. You're the goddess of my brain. And you know I don't wanna leave there. Up the ground where secret sounding stone surrounds me. Boy, I love the secret geometry of your naked body. You know I love it, baby. Swimming through my mind. Up and down my spine, you're the goddess of my demons. And you know I don't want to leave that. When you came down like the rain upon me. We're pretty little people hiding secrets for the angels quandary. You've got me coming like honey. You've got me coming like. You got me coming like a. You got me coming like. You got me coming like a. You got me coming like. You got me coming like a. You age and you say, let's play. Thank you all so much. A special round of applause to Lacey on fiddle. I met her today, so she's never heard a lot of these. You've never heard that song. Awesome. Thank you so much. This next song I'm going to take you back to when I was a whole lot more human. Experiencing the Midwest as a pilot. I'm a helicopter pilot, fixing pilot, practicing for space. And when me and the boys would get ratings, we'd go out and we'd have a couple drinks and try our luck with the ladies. And this song is the way we did that. It didn't work out so well. We call it Womanizer. Thank y'all so much. So this next song is the first on our EP. It's called Paddle Out. To bring it back down to and I've been going through a lot of interesting experiences lately that have shredded my perspective and then replaced it with a whole lot of new. And in that journey, I believe that my eyes and ears have been opened to a whole new language. A lot of people say the universe. I mean, I don't really know. This song is called Paddle Out, and it's how the ocean spoke to me. a stillness in a dancing flame. Y'all for that. Maybe it's a smidge of Vokes. This next song is called Star Chariot. I remember playing one day in Vegas and a lady walked up to me with those wide mysterious eyes I've seen so many times now. And she said, "Hey, you know, you're not writing these songs. It's coming from source. Do you know what that is?" I said, "No." But I can begin to try and imagine. I'll work on that. But I do believe that. And especially with this song, it had an interesting life to it. It teaches me something new as time goes by. So thank you to whoever helped me out with these lyrics out there. I know I wrote this one for my mom. I started asking a lot of questions that rendered my relationship with her a little more difficult. We're farmers out in the Midwest. They bought seeds from a guy in a suit and tie once. Messed everything up with him. Winter's cold and I've undone all the things that I've become. We're with you. And all the songs that I have sung never quite roll off my tongue. To doubt it's you. Well, I'm tearing at the seams. It's terrifying. They are calling me out of my dreams. I see it in the fields, dancing for the sign. Mikey's a little sweaty.
He's definitely not at all.
Mikey's sweaty. He can't see. You're just awesome. Thank you. I'm in awe. This is a show for me, too. So I'm gonna slow it down just a tad. I'm going to play a couple lovey-dovey songs. I wrote these songs when I was in Switzerland in the bathroom. This one is called Bittersweet. Apparently I was a little upset with my love affair at the time. Mm-hmm. can't sit on the thought of even burns my lips. Oh, I can't say those words if they still hurt a belly in our kiss. Well, they may speak a bit sweet, but girl, if history repeats, I'll be tasting that. You have a way of making a taste of breaking worthy of a risk. How's that going first? You have a way of taking a pain of memories from a hole in my soul that won't be missed. So if you're deep beneath my scars, oh, I hope you find a worthy hide. Oh, you're trying so hard. Yeah! Why do you try so hard, girl? Loving you now wreck my world. Yeah. Why do you try so hard? Loving you now wreck my world. Thank you all for letting us play you that soft thing. I think we have a 35-minute set, right? So we have a few more for you. This song is on my upcoming EP as well, that you can find downstairs. Brand new. It just came in today. We're pretty excited about that. Thank you so much to Nikki Jack Music, Chris and Nikki, Graham. You guys did so much awesome work for this. Super grateful. So we're going to play you a song called Working Man. There is no subversive material in here. No need to ask questions. It's not a deep one at all. This is for that working man. I saw the devil in a prison, man. Here we go now. The devil in the coal mines, bloody hands in his shovel as he dug through the rubble, and he found his trouble in the power lines. I saw the devil in the prison, and he tore the boulder from the shoulder of another man. He called himself the working man. Pour down the whiskey, son. Go wear your hat and boot. Be quick to draw your gun. Ain't small, let loose. But don't draw your gun. Don't draw your gun. Don't draw your gun. Don't draw your gun. Son, he dugs for the cameraman. He hides the feelings while he shoots you from the promised land. He calls himself the working man. Kentucky rubber for a few lines. We trade our mountains for a few dimes, counting dollar bill signs for the fountain built on shoe shine. Don't draw your gun. Don't
silver dreams. We'll see how I live. We'll make love within the flames. We'll see God's while we're giving, loving, leaving, and taking away. Don't tell your God. Don't tell your God. Thank y'all so much. That was working, man. Got time for two more? Cool. I just went swimming somewhere. This next song is called Jolly Roger. I wrote this when I was very, very frustrated. See, I kept reading things and I knew they were all lies. So I was like, man, I'm just going to write a song.
So hot up here right now. Oh my God.
Isn't it wonderful?
It feels good.
We all feel... Yeah. The song's called Jolly Roger. And this one's for you guys. This one's also on the EP. Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights where the stars have fallen. Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky where we'll be swimming when we die. Talking all the tricksters down from outer space. I'm talking like a hipster just to save some face. Why? I swore I could have kissed them for the words they say. They're pouring down the wisdom like amazing grace. I get way down. Oh, I get way down the rabbit hole. I'm crying, gentle like the silent, sleep by lying. Well, I don't need your diamond rings. I ain't got no use for money, honey. Well, I don't need your Cadillac or Porsche. Put me on the old knight's horse. I'm flying like a lyrics out of Larochelle. Change the dictionary for the new world spell. Tossing all my dollars down and wishing well. Cause dreaming is too daring if you're scared of hell. I get way down. Oh, I get way down the rabbit hole. Gentle like the silent, sleep by night. captor, bright lights. No captor, bright lights. Where the stars are far away. Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky. We'll be swimming when we die. I thank y'all so much. We've got one more for you. So the guys are going to get you in the groove of things here. So I wrote this last song for my little brother Dale Jean. He was out fighting for the Stars and Stripes, so they say. And he had a lot of problems out there. He sent me an email because he saw a lot of friends that he called brothers wrapped up in those Stars and Stripes inside of a box and sent home. His email was distraught, and I'm the oldest brother, so I wanted to do my best to bring it back home. So I wrote him this song. It's about the cyclical nature in which we crazy humans learn. Some of us are a little better than others, I imagine. It's all a cycle. We're all growing here. I still eat creatures sometimes, too. This one's called Dale Jean, and it's for you, buddy. I love you, brother. In the stream, stolen bait on the string. We were talking about dreams that we'd catch. We built a fort in the Bronx and made a home in the hills next to the boulders with the caves. When we shared our first beer, all we played. So we went home to our buckets filled in with berries for grandmother's pie. Home to our pockets filled in with babies for grandmother's pie. So where, so then we say, where did you go? I ain't got no money, so I can't come home. Oh, yeah, there ain't no pockets to fill up with babies for grandmother's pie. There ain't no pockets to fill up with berries for grandmother's pie. It was me and Dale Jean with our feet in the street. We dripped at the seams for the rocks that we cleaned for grandpa. We had a fountain to build and we had big shoes to fill. So we worked hard with pride and stacked those rocks way too high and they fell. The wheels in the barrel, sorry, Grandpa, we ain't coming home, no way. We broke the wheels in the barrel, sorry, Grandpa, we're afraid to come home. So I, so damn day, where did you go? I ain't got no money, so I can't come home. To feel love with berries for grandmother's pie. No, there ain't no buttons to feel love with berries for grandmother's pie. How about a solo from Lacey? Go ahead. Thank you.
feet in the street. Sunday school had been cool, but we moved on to the pews that day. I saw a preacher was a reaper. I believe in souls. I watched him lie so they were tied while he tied on their blindfolds. What a shame. Cause we went home to a Bible that I couldn't read anymore. Oh, we went home to a Bible that I couldn't believe anymore. So what can we care? Hell, did you go to love? I ain't got no money, no guitar, no car, so I can't come on. There ain't no buckets to fill up with berries for grandmother's pie. I'm not angry. There ain't no buckets to fill up with food I've got going on with everybody.
Let's make it real personal with you.
And Grandpa saw me crying during prayer time. I said, Grandpa, who's this Jesus I've been calling mine? He said, grandson, you're trying to catch yourself the lion. Just let him be. He's the art and imagination, the soul of creation. He is you and he is me. There ain't no buckets to fill up. It's what I've got going on. Rising Appalachian next. Thank you, Chris and Nikki, and Nikki Jack Music and Graham for putting the show on for us. Our stuff is downstairs, so check it out. Check it out. Thank you. Thank y'all so much.
One more time for Josh Royce.
Josh Royce.
So once again, we are live on the BBS Radio Network from Full Circle Venice. I'm Mark Legere with the Life Changes Show. I'm here with Filippo Voltaggio. Before we get going on the rest of our acts, this amazing, amazing talent, there's something very special going on here at Full Circle, and there's something very special going on with us at Life Changes. And I think I could see it in the dancing in the crowd out there. There's a lot of feeling that's being curated by the people and the friends that are coming together to create these experiences at Full Circle, the talent. I want to give a big shout-out to Graham Penniman and Nikki Jack Music for bringing the talent together. I have had the benefit of being able to call Josh Royce a friend, and Mystic Pete is here tonight. And, of course, Shiloh Ray is up next. But I wanted to point out one more time that there's something special here, and it's about heart. What you're hearing is not just talent. It's about heart. We've all come together to connect that way. So thank you.
Hear, hear. And before these guys go, I want to say one more time thank you to Mikey. Did I say that again? Mikey, you were on bass. And we had Kevin on drums. And we had Kohei on lead guitar. So let's hear it for the band. And now let's hear it once again for Josh Royce. Josh, get over here for a second, would you? Josh.
I moved the mic down already. Is this your piece here?
All right, so you want to use this one? Or we could share this mic.
I know what I'm doing, yeah.
I just want to I just want to ask you real quick.
Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Where can people get your records?
You can go to joshroyce.com. You can find it on Amazon. You can find it on iTunes now. It's pretty much released all online today. Today's the day. So.
Grab it. As a matter of fact, do you have them downstairs?
Yeah, if you want the physical hard copies, you can get them downstairs. We have T-shirts, little pieces of mini artwork that I tried to do with some very talented friends of mine. I think they say a lot about what we are as little humans out here. So go grab them. Check them out. Come hang out. We're going to be downstairs.
I'm going to be seeing you, what, on Saturday or Sunday? When am I seeing you in Vegas?
You'll be Saturday at
Saturday?
Green Valley Ranch. We'll be playing in Vegas. So.
You'll be playing in Vegas on Saturday. I'm going to see him there. Thank you so much.
Thank you all so much. And to my guys, I love you guys. You guys did a great job tonight. Thank you. Right. Good night.
All right. Thank you, Josh Royce. All right. So coming up next, she's here from Ojai, but all the way from Canada. You know, that country from the north. Oh, there's your... Did you know her? Your long-lost Canadian cousin.
There's a lot of us out here, I'm sure.
Shyla Ray, and she's here with Sophie, right?
Yeah, Sophie Walsh.
And they're, well, they know you. They know you, and that's a good sign. What she does is she's a singer, songwriter, and musician, and she merges the balance of music and mothering. You're not a mother, are you? You're a mother? Whoa, good for you, man. You look good for a mother. You're a good-looking mother. I don't know what I mean by that, but you look good. I mean,
now I'm blushing. I don't know why.
That's one sexy mama.
You know, I had two natural births, too, at home.
Oh. All right.
On my floor.
See, you wouldn't have gotten this if we weren't on the what? You wouldn't have gotten this if we weren't here. Talk about life changes. All right. So, by the way, you'll be able to hear this again if you want to. You go to lifechangesnetwork.com. You can hear the whole two-hour broadcast over and over again and share it with your friends. But I was saying that she merges the balance of music and mothering together in a fusion of love for life. Is that right? All right. So without further ado, I hope you're not blushing too much to sing us some songs. Everybody, please give a great, warm, full circle Venice welcome to Shyla Ray.
Thanks, everyone. Oh, there we go. Okay, I got 2 minutes to talk. I just want to say that I feel really honored to be here, and I actually played this venue a couple weeks ago, and it's such a beautiful event. And you want to say
I did that.
Now? Oh, you did that.
Yeah, Don't give me that look. It was the way that I had an opportunity to talk about Full Circle. What are we doing? You want to yell at me? The whole soundboard. What does that mean? Really? Soundboard.
Recover.
Is that like lights? All right. I've got a really good joke. What do you say? This is not going well. Mikey's not happy with me. What do you say to the hippie? Or what does a hippie say to you that won't get off your couch? Namaste. Is that good? That's all I have. I'm pretty much done. So, is it anybody's first time at Full Circle? Awesome. The louder you get, the better this is going to feel because Mikey's really upset at me right now. We're going to figure this out because we figure everything out here. But this is an awesome experience and a super spiritual temple in the middle of Venice. And there's a lot of really awesome people that are here tonight that have put so much into this. And this is the culmination of five and a half months of work to see so many beautiful people together and so many awesome artists up here performing. And Mikey, how are we doing over there? It's just keep talking. You ready to go? See, you fixed it? Yeah, you did. You're like a magician over there. Look, I'm sweating. You do that to me. So anyway, my name is Andrew. This is Full Circle. The girls, are you guys ready? We're going to do this. We keep everything on the edge here. So if you get the chance, we've got a lot of great programming. Check out FullCircleVenice.com. Oh, this is live. Oh, wow. I just realized that. There's like people watching other places. That's awesome. All right, we're good? All right.
So, once again, the very, very beautiful Shyla Ray.
Oh, thanks again. I was saying I had the honor of playing here a few weeks ago, and it was such a beautiful event. It really just blew my heart wide open to see so many amazing women, talented women, get up here and sing some heart songs. And I feel like we can celebrate the same tonight, Rising Appalachia. It's such an honor to be opening for them. And I have just a couple songs I'm going to sing, and we're going to keep it pretty mellow and a cappella tonight. So if y'all want to sink down into a place of stillness so you can really capture the sound, that's up to you. I'm going to sing a song that I wrote recently. This is called Into the Wild. Into the wild I'm going, into the wild I am. It's been a while, freedom child, since I left my roots back home. I once tried to run away like a wild animal's prey, running, hiding, I was riding high into the sunset sky. Hey, ah, hey, hey, ah, hey, hey, ah, hey, ah, hey, ah, hey, hey, ah, hey, hey, ah, hey, hey, ah, hey, ah, hey, ah, hey, hey, ho, hey. All my life, all this time, I've been a warrior and I know why. I've been given the torch of the light, a walk in the darkness of the night. Years we fought for this freedom, years I thought I had a wisdom, now I see with new eyes from this truth I cannot hide. Hey, ah, hey, hey, ah, hey, hey, ah, hey, ah, hey, ah, hey, hey, ah, hey, hey, ah, hey, hey, ah, hey, ah, hey, ah, hey, hey, ah, hey, hey, ah, hey, hey, ah, hey, ah, hey, ah, hey. Hey, ah, hey, hey, ah, hey, hey, ah, hey, ah, hey, ah, hey, hey, ho, hey. I gotta believe I'm here to make a difference without fear of being seen or heard. Like the bird who flies at night, like the lion strong and fierce, like the whale singing, I'd like to be bringing peace to you, to me, to you, to me. Into the wild I'm going, into the wild I am. It's been a while, freedom child, since I left my roots back home. Into the wild we go, and into the wild I am. It's been a while, freedom child, since I left my roots back home. Thank you. So I'll do a couple originals, and then we were actually going to do a cover of Swoon tonight, but I heard that Rising Appalachia is going to sing that song tonight, so we ain't going to do that one. We're going to do another one.
Sounds great. Good. Thank you.
This song's called Om Namah Shivaya. Left behind, only love remains.
no surrendering the fight. Peace is in every step of the way. Every sunrise is another blessed day. Only my Shiva. Spiritual revolution, a humble solution, waking up to living life, we the evolution. What the future holds, only time will tell. Being here now, we've come to know so well. Seven generations coming onto earth, consciousness and living, creating sacred birth. Holding space for healing, one eternal flame. Recognize this oneness and they will do the same. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya.
I'm so grateful I have a voice today. I've been so sick the past couple weeks and finally got it back on the day that I need to sing in front of y'all. Okay, so we're gonna do a song that Rising Appalachia actually covers, a little different. Anybody know the song Nobody's Fault? Anybody know this song? Well, it's a good song because this song is about owning our shit. Anybody else here have trouble owning their shit? I'm known for that, but it's so that's what this song is about, and it's actually a really old, beautiful gospel song, so we're going to sing that song. Ready?
It's nobody's fault but mine. It's nobody's fault but mine. Well, if die and my soul be lost, it's nobody's fault but mine. It's nobody's fault but mine. Oh, now it's nobody's fault but mine. Well, if I die and my soul soul belongs is nobody's fault but mine. And my mama taught me how to sing, oh Lord. My mama taught me how to sing. Well, if I die, my soul be lost. It's nobody's fault but mine. And my mama taught me how to fly, oh Lord. My mama taught me how to fly. Well, if I die, my soul be lost. My mama taught me how to fly. My mama taught me how to move, oh Lord. My mama taught me how to move. Well, if I die, my soul be lost. My mama taught me how to move. And my mama taught me how to pray, oh Lord. My mama taught me how to pray. Well, if I die, my soul be lost. My mama taught me how to pray. It's nobody's fault but mine. It's nobody's fault but mine. Well, if I die, my soul be lost. It's nobody's fault but mine. It's nobody's fault but mine. It's nobody's fault but mine. Well, if I die, my soul be lost. It's nobody's fault but mine.
Thanks, everyone. Please give a hand for Sophie Hall. Sing with me. All right. Well, I think that's all for us. And I think, oh, yeah, and if you, I don't know if somebody's announcing the next Mystic Pete is coming on. He's going to blow us away with some amazing cello. I've sang with Pete, too, before, and it's so beautiful. Thanks. Okay, if y'all want to find any of my music, you can either come find me or you can find me online, Facebook, whatever. All the places I'm there. All right, thank you, everyone.
All right, one more time for, you know, the mama, the sexy mama, Shyla Ray and Sophie. So we got a guy coming up here. You're in for another treat. I'm glad some of you are sitting down up in front. As a matter of fact, if more of you want to sit down, this is one of those sit-down kind of things. You're going to hear a little more. Here you go. Yeah. Come on up front. Sit down if you want. You're going to enjoy. You can call it poetry. You can call it spoken word. It is moving. It is inspiring. We had the pleasure of having this man on our show just recently, and we were blown away in the studio when he started. So, Mustafa? His name is Mustafa Effortless Shakir. Let's hear him for him. Here he is right now. Mustafa!
Some booby traps up here, some booby traps. All right, clap once if you can hear me. Clap twice if you can hear me. All right, now. I do spoken words, so I'm going to need... whatever. Let's just do it. Deshorará los oros. Deshorará los oros. Baki ogege aralode. Teshorara lo soro. I am the divine mind. You're in an electricity transcending time. I am transformative energies pouring over celestial cusps through the ages. I am the contemplated conclusion of the sages, the Bible, the Torah, Upanishads, the Vedas, the Quran, the Book of the Dead. I am the inscriptions upon the pages. I am parables revealed to crack the seven seals upon seven hills and seven jacks and seven jills, saw seven sins, seven several thrills. I draw gold crowns with indigo quills. I am a time when spoken invoking essences that rotate mind states like turnstile tokens amidst the commotion of the motions of the world as it remains. I am known as change. I am shed as blood of martyrs, paths shred toward crystallized spirituality. I am the voice of the mother and father, captured through and by the masses. I am the beginning, the middle, the end, the fire, the wood, the ashes. I am the love exchange between people of the same mind, body, and soul. I am your constitution, in essence, the goal. I am the whispering breezy that murmurs to the conscious and screams at the seedy. I am the link that completes the cipher. Can you feel me? I am spirit fire. I am proud, brown, yellow, red, white faces against the black sky and tangerine sunrise. I am found in places of mastered minds. I slide up spines to reflect signs through third eyes. I permeate your thoughts to dissolve all the lies. I am the cry, not disguised by the rain. I am known as change. And change is many things, sudden options. The illest swings, the most potent of concoctions. Change is communities help advance natural and global economics. And change is truth and justice without the colorful colloquialisms of the comics. Change is us collectively harnessing and nurturing generational energies effectively. We are all old souls. Treat each other respectfully. But I want y'all to know that change can't help the hero get everything. So change becomes the hand of the man and woman who knows and controls his own destiny. Aligning sub above with the super conscience will tune you into the fact that change is the only thing constant. Change, spare some change, 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 spare some change, 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 spare some change. Closer, closer, closer. Yeah, I don't want to read it. They say money is the root of all evil. Well, I say money is the fruit, and the root is in the consciousness of the people. And at this point, it's widespread, uncomplicated, and deceitful, more or less disrespectful. How the public gets regarded as moronic, robbed at pinpoint, and still not questioned truth. It's the Novocaine syndrome, anesthetized to the lies even when it hits home. And it's no surprise the rich get richer. When you see things from above, it's a whole different picture from dollars and cents to scripture. How can you ask the broke to bail the bank out that denied them the loan last week? No thanks, no rest for the weary, clearly. But let us glamorize as we advertise the unaffordable. While we downsize your jobs, consume like the system's waterproof. Here's some credit, because where you're headed, you need purchasing power. You can triple pay us back later. It's insurance. You never know the hour of need. It's this Janus face of greed. Help me help you help myself. Hedonistic cycle court running on the belt. First chakra 210 start fucking up your health. Low-grade migraine mixed with computer screen eye strain. You're really too tired, but you got to play the game. And you keep drinking coffee because you think you heard the boss calling your name. And it'll be the third time or perhaps the first. But you can't not have a job, so no sleeping at work. Smile it up, perk it out, even if it hurts. Get through the day, hit the bar, kill the thirst. Or any other coping mechanism. How you do anything's how you do everything. Caught in the rhythm. Add some children and a few other decisions. And there you are, the average American citizen. Struggling to stay afloat. Mind too cluttered to know that it's the system, not you, that's clearly broke. Now, somewhere along the road of freedom, money went from a representation we were all convinced to believe in to the end-all be-all in the free market of giving and receiving. Before, a hunter could trade meat for grain, a baker bread for his needs, a cobbler shoes, some traded deeds for deeds. It was a system of value,
pride in one's work, because merit determined what something was worth, not sack supplies, stored, manipulating demand, little pieces of paper appraising the preciousness of man. This is idolization in its rawest context. And we ask how life can be bought? Well, it's a constant contest. Separation from empathy by way of objects. But do the objects serve the man, or does man serve it? That's rhetorical. Because all of our technical exploring proves that everything we do as humans is in service of our truth. So why do we put things before people? Choking the tree of prosperity, killing its roots, human family made feeble. How do dollars make sense? Working for them, the average man's life is spent just to get to the end, to realize that he's worked for rent, a few memories in a bucket list unfin, if he has a list at all. And what you do, you become. So you get stuck on the ball, but not the ball of your heart's content. Duped into making money that's already spent before you've seen it yet. Born into the business, the federal, with your own piece of the debt, a social security card and a certificate to match, and before you're even walking, you're paying out the ass. This is the definition of freedom that we've all agreed upon. That in the name of liberty, we will collectively concede to cons, hiding behind religion, matricidally praising the father, deluded by polling booths when the real vote is with the dollar. Now we can match wits and philosophize about moral and ethics, but be a good person who's broke, it'll get you no credit, no jobs, no nothing but primal dissatisfaction. Because all of your basic impulses are pushed back into the deepest, darkest places away from possibility. Disheartened, you turn to addiction to squelch the hostility, rearing its ugly head at every turn. You see, money is connected to survival. So without it, survival squirms, forages, fears. With 7.8 billion people vying for the precious, well, you see how we got here. In a world of too much, without enough going around, no dollar, no destiny above ground, yet you are rich. Thank you. All right, last one. I'm the rambunctious Buddha, fist of the North Star, Lion of Judah. The promise after the fourth card, I'm the hush on the crowd. Before the royal flush is allowed, I'm the ordained wild card. I am now. I'm the 11th hour relief, the truth inside the lie, the reason for hope and belief. You better do it or die. I'm the first person you see when you're born and the last before you leave. I am one with the swag creator form. I am free. I'm the key for the lock. I'm the struggle on your block. The mirror is the struggle of all. I'm the reason it won't stop. I'm the knife. I'm the stick. I'm the Glock. I'm the action. I'm the life. I'm the stick. I'm the pop. I'm the ashes. I'm the prayer spoken in tongue at the masses. I'm the request and the motive for you to ask it. I am less, I am more, I am there and before, addressing the undressed. I'm the nun and the whore. I am life, 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 life. I'm the here, I'm the after, the sadness and the laughter, the absence of fear. I'm the book, I'm the chapter, I'm the scripture, the ill, the sun, I'm the sin. I am real, I am one, I am him. I'm the shit before the food, the table and the chairs, the script and the crew, the way through that led you there. I'm the choice, the decision, the risk and the gain, the voice, the act of listening, the selfless and the vain. I'm the preacher, the pauper, the pimp and the chain. I'm the teacher, the taught, the pimp and the chain. I'm the drought, I'm the rain, I'm the fire, I'm the flame, I'm the doubt, I'm the blame, I'm the liar, I'm the shame. I'm above it, below it, in the middle, it's all the same. I'm ferocious and heroic, I am lame. I am the truth, I am the trust. I am the wayward and the aim. I am you scared of me. I am John. I am Jane. I am life, 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 life. You, I'm Judas and I'm Jesus. A pure and diseased kiss. A Buddhist with a thesis kit. So enemy-sick. No minute for Reese's Pieces. I'm a pugilist on a peace kick. A fish caught but released quick. A dissort and a least bit. I'm the death of life deserved. The cost of what you earned. The steps on destiny's curve. I'm the loss of what you earned. I'm the sham, good fortune. The man to gain the world only to be tossed in the cake, the stomach ache. I'm the frosting. I'm quantitative theory and basic coin counts. I'm your mama's face. Hear me when pops bone out. I'm a thug with a heart of gold and a pope on a power trip. I'm a drug that sparks your soul or overdose. In a shower shit, I'm fame. Disgust, anonymity, a light. I'm the name that you trust when you criminally alight. Thinking ways out of the matrix, cause you fed up or you hate shit. I'm the reason why you take six. It's all me. I made it. I'm life.
Mustafa Effortless Shakir. Let's hear it for him.
What are you doing? Is he life or what? He is life. He is life. He is life. 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 Yeah. You had people touching their hearts. You had this room so quiet. You had them with you. You had them repeating your words. Talk to me about what your message inspires within people as you see it.
Fundamentally, the one message that I would that I offer everyone here is be yourself. Be yourself unabashedly. Accept the things that are you, like ugly, you know, the gamut. And that's what that last piece was about. Life, man, it's everything. Who are we to call God a liar? It's here because it's supposed to be here, so respect it.
Mustafa Effortless Shakir, thank you so much. I'm the nun, I'm the whore. I don't think I'm ever going to forget that. As a matter of fact, Mustafa, I meant to ask you, where can people get your words? Let us know.
Right now, there's on All Dev Digital. They are there every week. They're showcasing one of my poems from this piece called 12, which you heard one or two of, maybe. So if you go to All Dev Digital, check it out, man. It's there. All right? Appreciate you.
All right. You know, earlier we had Shyla Ray, and I happened to mention or happened to find out that she had two children. And I just happened to find out that Mustafa has two children of his own. As a matter of fact, his daughter is here to witness that. Great to have you here.
Yeah, another round of applause.
All right. So Mark's going to introduce our next musical guest.
Well, we have another father of two. And in keeping with the theme I was talking about earlier, I'll tell you what, Mustafa, it was amazing. That's a lot of heart. Just another nod to all the talent that Nicky Jack Music has curated and assembled here tonight. All the beautiful intention. We got a lot of people here that are creating the dream that I've had for a long time, which was to come together and play and create and have fun with friends. And that's how our show started. Again, we're broadcasting live on the BBS Radio Network. And our show is the Life Changes Show, and that's because we have that all in common. You know, everybody wakes up in the morning doing the best they can with what they have, and our lives are changing, so we're changing together. And our dream is that this group's going to turn into millions sharing the journey together and sharing change. Yeah, thank you for that. And now, if we could keep the lower volume, because we got a special offering from another father of two, like I said, and a radio host, an author, musician, and creator, Mystic Pete.
Wow. Question? Hello. Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me? Is my head on straight? Look, I'm supposed to follow that act? All right, so listen, guys. They asked me to do some kind of portal opening before the main act, Rising Appalachia. So I'm some kind of mystic, and I can actually really open a gateway to another dimension very quickly. But you have to all quiet down. In fact, if you want to talk, I would appreciate it if you go outside, and then I can do this magic. In fact, the first piece I'm going to just blow a big hole in the dimensions. And the second piece I'm going to just start to bring you back, because I don't want to leave you out of your body. But it'll create a nice, sweet space for the main act coming up. I know you're all waiting for them. And for those of you who aren't into the spiritual stuff, at the end of it, I'm going to light my cello on fire. So that'll be something for everybody. Thank you so much. Please stay tuned for the main act. And thank you so much, Graham, and everybody for putting this together full circle. We love you. Great for the community. Get me at mysticpeacock.com.
Let's hear it once again for Mystic Pete. He's also a radio host. We learn all about that at mysticpete.com? I'm going to say yes. Okay. Well, we are going to change the stage a little bit as we get ready to bring the headlining act on, which you all know as Rising Appalachia. They are on their tour. They still live, I think they're in, not New Orleans, they're in South Carolina or something. And they're touring. They were just in Santa Cruz. And they are here tonight. And we're going to have them on. But before we do that, while we're changing the stage up, we thought this would be a great opportunity for, where is he? Andrew Keegan to come to the stage. Andrew?
Paging Andrew Keegan.
Andrew Keegan. Full circle.
Andrew Keegan.
And I want to remind our listeners that we are live on the BBS Radio Network. This is Mark Legere and Filippo Voltaggio from the Life Changes Show.
Thank you. And actually, and while we're at it, as we're finding Andrew Keegan, can we also get Graham Penniman up here of Nicky Jack Music? Graham, are you here? Everybody's having so much fun.
For anybody that's a late arrival, Graham is the one that has curated this fantastic talent. And Andrew Keegan and Leah Santa Cruz, the founders of Full Circle that have helped us create this event tonight.
Is Andrew Keegan here? And we and Graham's here, and we've got Leah Santa Cruz. Leah, let's all say... okay, so... For the people that are listening on radio, first of all, is this a great thing to do on a Thursday night? Let's hear from the audience. So, Leah is one of the people that helped make this happen, help this whole community center come to life. So, for those who don't know on Radio Land, and for some of us who are new here for the first time, could you tell us what's happening here and what we have to look forward to?
Hi, my name is Leah, and we're here at Full Circle Venice. It's a community-based cultural center, so we've come together to create a home for people to have music events, transformational workshops, meditation, spiritual events. We also do dances and a variety of different social gatherings, but basically the whole premise is to bring people together so we can all co-create for the future that we want. So I think you can feel that here today and the energy that's here, and we just want to keep this going. So we invite you to come to all the events that we have here throughout the week and look forward to seeing all your beautiful faces.
What's the website?
The website is fullcirclevenice.com.
All right. Thank you, Leah Santa Cruz. And here's Andrew Keegan. Now, Andrew, he's a little shy. He probably wouldn't let people know that he was in Independence Day and a party of five, and probably wouldn't let people know he was in Seventh Heaven, and the list goes on. He is one of the co-founders. Yeah, we won't mention that one. But the list does go on. He's the co-founder of Full Circle Venice. And so share us a little more about this beautiful place you've co-created.
I will share us that most of those things you talked about, I forgot. I've forgotten about them. It's been such a long time. So this is a unique design that we've created here. There's so many amazing people that are here tonight that have contributed so much to setting this place up to be able to have this amazing evening. Essentially, we really focus on the culture of Venice, which has been developing for so many years, and to be able to see all these amazing people sitting together on this beautiful night and experiencing this awesome music, and so much gratitude for everyone that's put so much work into this. So that essentially is what Full Circle is. It's how do we all work, play, and enjoy this life together. And it's awesome that we're live right now. There's people somewhere out there in the ethers watching and listening. And I was downstairs getting stuff set up for later. So if you guys are up for a little bit of a later evening, there's going to be an awesome DJ set downstairs. And any questions? I don't really know. That's pretty much it. We got a whole project happening here.
Oh, I have a question. Okay. Now, so you're out there in Hollywood land, and you're actually living partly in New York. What makes you say, okay, I've got to do this here right now, at this time, in this place?
I mean, do you see this? This is a beautiful, sacred space. We need to be here together in community. This is like sort of everything that is beautiful about Burning Man on a consistent basis. The idea that we really just want to be together. We don't need to be in a bar or, you know, some capitalistic minded space. We want to be somewhere where we just want to be together and listen to great music and have a unique experience. And that's what we're providing.
That's awesome. Give the website one more time.
FullCircleVenice.com.
FullCircleVenice.com. Andrew Keegan, thank you so much.
Full Circle. You know, I want to say one more thing about that, because I made a conscious decision to turn off my television a few years ago. And, you know, you walk around and I've heard rumors of some terrorist stuff, and I've heard rumors of viruses and things like that, and I haven't paid attention to any of that, because this is the kind of place that I've envisioned and that I've wanted to spend my time at. So thank you all for being here and sharing that with me. And for us. And thank you, Nikki Jack Music, for putting this on. And again, I think what we have here is a new movement that's really about heart and moving forward in a positive way.
Absolutely. So all the musicians and the artists that you've heard on this stage have been curated by one man, and that man is standing to my right. He is Graham Penniman of Nikki Jack Music. If you like what you've heard, please give a big round of applause to this man.
I didn't do anything. I can't claim any of it. You know, I just know, you know, very talented people. I wanted to bring this space, bring them to this space. And luckily I had Rising Appalachia to do it with. And so I don't want to say too much. I just want to thank you. And I really want to give it up for Leah, Chloe, David, and Biko from Rising Appalachia and get them in here, because they are using their music to connect with people with a lot of purpose. And, you know, a lot of their events, they'll have permaculture workshops and they'll get out and get, you know, involved with the community and not just, you know, kind of like roll around like rock stars. Like they really have, you know, a great heart and a lot of, you know, power behind what they're doing. So I just wanted to support it. You know, that's all.
Absolutely. You know, I asked them earlier, I said, you're all still out there in the, whatever that area is called in the South somewhere. I'm just like, isn't this where it's happening? And they both said, it's happening everywhere.
Everywhere.
There's some badass people out there in the South, and we're all connected. So, yeah.
So let's give it up for Rising Appalachia.
Rising Appalachia!
They actually asked for just 1 minute. So what did y'all think about Josh Royce? Yeah? So I don't know if he mentioned, but this was actually the release of his debut EP. And Josh has been playing for quite a while. He did YouTube videos when he was a kid, got millions of views, and went on tours. But he never really put anything out. He never was happy with what was produced. And now he's got something he's very proud of. So would encourage you, if you enjoyed the set, he does have EPs for sale. Rising Appalachia has merchandise back there. We've got incredible vendors. Templeware is just, you know, new threads that actually just were, a new company that just came out recently. So check them out. Native Soul is all handmade adornments. And, yeah, lots of beautiful stuff. So keep coming back to Full Circle. Marquez Wyatt on Sundays.
Graham put this all together, so can we get a really loud, the stage, everything, thanks to this guy right here.
I had to have a stage. I had to make sure you could see them do their thing. But we could work on that. I got a good deal on it, so. Keep it on, keep it on. Oh, that's what you said. I can play my beatbox. Go for it. Play some music. Thank you all so much. Thank you.
Check 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. How y'all feeling? How y'all feeling?
Check 1, 2, 3.
Thank you for giving us a minute to check back over and get everything reset and reconfigured. We're excited to be here. It's been a little while since we were in Venice, so we're going to start with a song called the Mississippi Song.
Way down south, the Mississippi calls my name. Way down south, the Mississippi calls my name. Way down south, said the Mississippi calls my name. Way down south, said the Mississippi,
the mighty Mississippi calls my name.
Take me back to the place where I first saw the light, to the sweet sunny south. Take me home. Take me back to the place where I first saw the light, to the sweet sunny south. Take me home. Sweet down south, Georgia, Louisiana, your haunting name. Sweet down south, Georgia, Louisiana, your haunting name. I said, way down south, Mississippi, the mighty Mississippi, way down south, Mississippi,
the mighty Mississippi, calls my name. I'll be crossing Appalachia, waiting for the bridge to take me across Lake Pontchartrain. I'll be crossing Appalachia, waiting for the bridge to take me across Lake Pontchartrain. I said, away,
down south, the Mississippi,
the mighty Mississippi, calls my name.
Way down south, the Mississippi,
the mighty Mississippi, calls my name. Way down south, yeah, y'all, thank you so much for being here with us. We had a beautiful introduction. It was already a little slivers of our story were explained, but we hail from all over the Southeast, and we've been 8 years deep trying to figure out the way that art and music are our avenues for creative outreach and social justice and human rights work and environmentalism and just sort of the general hard work of making this world function a little smoother. So it's an honor and pleasure to be here in creative and handcrafted spaces that are making room for art to be a place of impact. So thank y'all for gathering with us. Yeah. And in honor of our many, many, many years of time in New Orleans and the New Orleanians in the house. We moved down there. We went down there after Katrina to do some work post-Katrina with our long-term Louisiana residents and friends and community of artists and activists down there. And we thought we were staying for a weekend. We stayed for almost 7 years. We realized that we could not consider ourselves students of American music, folk music, community arts, and street art without putting our time and our breath and our blood into that fine, fine place. So this is a traditional song off the street down there called St. James Infirmary.
Y'all put your hands together for the folks running sound in here. They have a task unsurmountable. We're going to keep kind of tweaking and changing things as we go, so. How many of you are at your first Rising Appalachia experience? How many of you have been with us before? More vocals. Check one, two, yeah, 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 yeah. So we're going to do one that that comes from Appalachia. Can you guys hear me all right? You can kind of hear me, huh? If you can hear me, clap four times. Well, that's pretty good. If you can hear me, clap 11 times. Ching. All right, check one, two, one, two, one.
Check one, two, two, one, two, one, two.
Oh, oh.
Check one, two, one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, we're going to keep kind of tweaking sound as we go, so. This is a song that comes from Appalachia, this beautiful, beautiful mountain range that stretches from Georgia to Maine and up in a little bit into the Montreal region of Canada, and it's some of the oldest mountains in the world, and another place that we call very much home. So this song came to us from our mother and her amazing work studying Appalachian folk music. It's a song called Pretty Little Foot.
Who's gonna glove your hand?
Yeah, yeah. How you feeling out there? We're going to jump to one now called You Don't Miss Your Water. And this goes out to Ashley. So part of what happened in our story is we cut our teeth playing on the streets in New Orleans. And that's not really a joke. People like get up at 5 a.m. to wait for their spots. So we did a lot of old fiddle and banjo stuff and a lot of old blues. And then somebody said, do you know any of the old soul that comes from here? And so we picked this song up after this amazing young man asked us to, when we were sitting on Royal Street. He said, a song called You Don't Miss Your Water? And we went home and studied it. So this one is... There's some aliens up in here. Can y'all hear them? There's just a couple. We're finding them. This is a song by Otis Redding. So y'all give it up for Otis Redding. You don't miss your water till your well runs dry.
Right. How y'all feeling? We're gonna get tuned up for a brand new one. We're working on our 6th album, which is kind of crazy. And this one we just released last week. 2 weeks ago? We released it on this tour. Y'all ready for it? Oh my gosh, that was so mediocre. Oh, she called y'all mediocre. Are y'all ready for a new song? Come on, Venice. We know y'all are a rowdy group of people. Don't be shy. We give you energy. You give us energy. We all like float up into the sky tonight together. So it's a mutual experience. We're having a little bit of sound stuff, but we're going to get it together and rock out with y'all. So this is a brand new song. It's a song called Medicine, and it's a tribute and an honor and an homage, really, to the folks in the forefront of the medicinal, natural medicine community. So, any herbalists in the house? Any people that, like, take tinctures or drink herbal tea? All right, we're getting there. If we could bring everybody's energy in, if y'all could all take a deep breath and just shh down with us for a little bit. Turn around and just look at your neighbor and help, like, shh. You can all do it with us, really. Oh, look, that worked well. Thank you so much. So we do this every night, and we play shows every night, and it makes a really big difference if we have your energy with us. And if you want to be in festivity and in communication, please just scoot to the outskirts so we don't have to combat and compete with volume levels. It makes our life and our life's work that much more valuable. So this song is really important to us, and it's one that we just released 2 weeks ago. We released it the day after the equinox on the new moon of this moon cycle. Hey, look at that. I'm coming in now. On this moon cycle. So it's a song called Medicine, and it's a tribute and an honor for us to introduce it and send it out to the folks that are teaching and educating and leading the movement for traditional and medicinal wellness so that we can identify and know the plants that grow in our yards, in our cities, in our forests, in our oceans, and know how to work with them. So, song called Medicine. Thank you.
Rushing is violence, and it's always your silence when it's rooted in compliance. To stand firm in loving defiance, make art your alliance, give voice to the fire. Move people to the beat of the wind, gather yourself and begin to dance the song until it ends. We are winners, champions of the light, forming in numbers and might. Keep the truth close in medicine, woman, medicine man. Walk in with grace, I know your face, and I trust your hands. Medicine woman, medicine man. Walk in with grace, I know your face, and I trust your hands. Find your teachers in the voice of the forests. Unplug, you can't ignore this wisdom of the voiceless.
Remedies are bountiful and surround us from the garden to the farthest. Pray you're made of stardust. Find your healing in the music that calls you, the voice that enthralls you. What do you belong to? Eyes out, there's the setting of the sun. Give thanks to each and everyone. The lesson is the medicine woman. Medicine man. Walk in with grace, I know your face, and I trust your hand. Medicine woman. Medicine man. Walk in with grace, I know your face, and I trust your hand.
Mm-hmm. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Check, 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 check. Check and I believe in bending backwards and extending in my traction. Back into the lesson is an action. My heart is beating, stop track of disbelieving. Now, now, we hold tight to our right to protect. And we know our might is tenfold in connection. Our elders hold them bright like we protect them. The medicine is evident, the wolf, the hawk, the bear. We hold tight to our right to protect it. We know our might is tenfold in connection. Our elders hold them bright lights, we protect them. The medicine is evidence, the wolf, the hawk, the medicine woman. Medicine man. Walk in with grace, I know your face, and I trust your hand. Medicine woman. Medicine man, walk in with grace, I know your face, and I trust your hand. Thank you. Check, 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 1, 2. Thank you. So, can you guys hear me? Because I can't really hear me.
Whoa.
There's some small. Hello. Checking. 1, 2s.
Hello.
Well, best scenario is that we'll just scrap the entire sound system and sit on the edge of the stage and play an acoustic concert. You guys will have to be really quiet, but we will all still be able to play this music without electricity, which is a really nice thing. So
we're going to give it another song or two.
We'll work with the sound system for one more second, and then we're going to scoot to the front of the stage and go acoustic. So we'll try it, though, because there's some subtleties and dance party stuff that's kind of nice with sound systems. So this is a song called Honey Baby Blues, and it's for your dance off.
Sugar baby now, well I ain't got no honey baby now, well I ain't
good old girl again, all again. Well, I'll never see that good old girl again. Well, I ain't got no honey, baby, sugar baby now. Well, I ain't got no honey, no, baby. No, no.
Check 1, 2, 1, 2.
Let's hear it for Rising Appalachia! They are not done. They've got plenty of great songs that they're going to play for us as we continue this great party we're having here at Full Circle Venice. But before we go on, we've extended our BBS Radio Network broadcast, and we've been taping this. So those who want to listen to this over again, we've extended it a half hour to be able to include some of Rising Appalachia, because we got a late start because we had so many other great musicians. But we're great that you're on. You are sounding great. By the way, I don't know what's happening in the monitors, but out there and in Radioland, everybody says you sound terrific, right? You really do. You really do. So, for those of you who don't know, we're looking up here at two beautiful sisters. They are related, the same mother and father. I don't know why that's a big deal, but that's a big deal. And so, if there are two people that knew they were going to come down to Earth to make a big change happen, it's these two souls. And I'm just wondering, when did you all know that you had something musical to share, something of from the heart to share? When did you know?
I'd say we still are not really so sure of it, but I think that we followed all of the requests of our community and our audiences. So every step of the way has been kind of fueled and steered in a